Mr. Capitol, Sherrod Brown calling. I represent you in the Senate. I assume you know, maybe not. And I chair the Senate Banking Housing Committee. So I've seen your messages. I know about the open letter. My staff has, and I've been working all weekend on this because I chair that committee. I spent a lot of time with Powell and on the phone with Powell and head of the Federal Reserve, the chair, the secretary of the Treasury, Yellen, the head of the FDIC, Marty Gruenberg, and also the Republican, my counterpart in the House, the chair of the Senate, the House Banking Committee. So 36 hours ago, it didn't look as good as it did last night and should be today. So I know people have, you have a real tie to Silicon Valley, SVB, and they clearly mismanaged. They made mistakes. They all lose their jobs, as you know. And their depositors, I mean, they're not their depositors, their employees and their investors lose. The country wins on this because I think this was done right. We had a private banker for a while we thought was going to buy it with the federal backstop. We now just have the federal backstop, but that will be more than adequate. And the cost of this will be borne by assessments on member banks by the FDIC. And that's a commitment from all of them and all of us on that, that there will be no public money. And so anyway, I wanted to let you know that I'm going to call your COO to the other mic if I could, but let me know if there's anything we can do. And if you need anything.